All you have to do is go to Japan. I don't see the issue. Seems pretty simple. I also know a lot of people went to Japan. Seems like the hot spot to go recently. Hey, it's way too cold there. Everyone agrees. That is. A lot of ants there, and it's an Arctic. No, it's the name Antarctica is the romanized version of the Greek compound Antarctike, feminine of Antarcticos, meaning opposite of the Arctic or opposite of the North. Probably means bears. Let's see. I have related. Let's see. What does, really? It's from Bear. Okay. Yeah, Arctic from Greek, Arctos, bear. All right, George was right. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for doubting him. Everyone always thinks that when you're naming stuff, people are like really clever and cool about naming things, but like the Rocky Mountains, a mesa, like that, these are not clever names. Nothing is. I mean, that is fair. But did you know there's no bears in the Arctic, in Antarctica? Bye, George. Dang, we lost him. Oh no. Oh no. George said something that I was like, George said something about the Arctic, and I was like, that can't be true. And then I looked it up, read the first thing, and I was like, that's wrong. And then he was like, read further. And I was like, dang, he's right. There's no bears in the Arctic, and that's why they named it that. In Antarctica. Josh, I was like, that can't be it. There's no way. It is now. Okay. No, I
Nothing.
Was that Bailey delivering the feedback form? Yes. After a brilliant plan that no one ever saw coming, where we used the transgalactic teleporter to go inside the most secure spot in the entire building in an unprecedented move, where we then proceeded to hang out for a day and a half. And just kind of recoup, followed by using the skeleton of the guy we killed to melt this lock. Also, while we were doing that, Karkov, the other guy we came in here to ostensibly kill, put out an alert to the entire country telling them to lynch us on site. We burned through this vault door, got all the cool stuff in it, which I fully think that Josh meant for us to get after this fight. But what are you gonna do? We then snuck around, really quickly looked down a hallway, saw a bunch of coral and two people, and we're like, that's probably not where we want to be right now. Went to just some very sparse bunks where we learned that Karkov, Rampart, and the Slips here, kind of a cute little family, and everyone has their own story, and that's important to know. Following that, we then all went invisible. We got in the orb, Dawn went invisible, we then snuck over and immediately tried to kill Karkov's adopted daughter, which he didn't like. But after a full round where we all almost died, we did kill her. Turned out she was a dragon, so that was crazy. In another series of life or death impressive moves, Divex kept everyone alive. Henrik shielded everyone. Lev took way too many reactions, and then Dawn ultimately stole the leech, or the Divinity Leech, which was the gun. That was pretty cool. And shot Kharkov with it, hopefully saving us. We're also all semi-bloodied. We did learn. But we learned there's not enough rope in rest. There are so many status effects on every single person in this fight. Oh, Josh, I had a technical question before we dove in. The luck blade or the wishing blade, what's it called? The luck blade wishing. It has the spell wish, but in the re wish is a pre-remaster spell, but now there's the ritual wish, but also the spell manifestation. I just wanted to, for clarity, to know which of those three things it was. Okay, so just manifestation, not the. Okay, that's. Okay, so I get one manifestation and the ritual wish. Okay, cool. Neat.
Thank you.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, state. Okay, roll in between those two. Yeah. I'm gonna use my unbound heart because I'm just a little shy of how close I need to get. To teleport up to right here next to my good friend Lev. And make a lot of stuff just happened. Wow. Wow, that's so many things. And I will make a technomantic punch against Kharkov. What did we do before technology? Exactly. Was Yeah, the overdrive doesn't apply to overdrive and offensive boost don't apply to Technomantic Punch. I think whatever this is doubled, I don't think I hit it. So 100, that should be doubled. Yeah. So, Dawn has been splitting the timeline a whole bunch recently, and as I slip through the weave, there's a ripple effect, and two Dawns appear on either side, almost like Lev. Except one is Dawn, and one is a very familiar-looking man with a very large sword. And as Dawn goes to punch, at the exact same moment, Big Fish from another world slams the sword through him, and there is a large explosion of light, and Kharkov is on the ground with the sword of Big Fish driven through him.
Cool.
I think we gotta go after him. Do we go after him? We gotta go after it. Yeah. We have the needle. I was hoping to save it for something else, but I mean, the deep has gotten a body. We can't. No, it's going to destroy all thing. It hates all thing. It just doesn't like stuff. In Schism, in Sauron, I'll contact the broker. Hey, broker, good news and bad news. Good news, we killed Kharkov and got the gun. Bad news, the Deep took his body. Half of his body. We disintegrated his life. So, is that Is that an issue? I don't know. Not so it's not gonna like other question. If the lighthouse is on Ilkine, what are the ramifications of that? Okay. Oh. This guy. Yeah. Here. Sounds all pretty good. This is also just a quick thing while we're bopping around doing nothing. We have a wish if we want to try and cast it. I don't know. We don't know what we're going into once we get back to the broker. I don't know if that's something we want to mess around with right now. One day. Yeah, but the three checks required are a primary arcane and then crafting and diplomacy. So those are kind of our bag. Yeah. Just want to... I honestly kind of want to see Lev make people do push-ups. Well, every adventurer, every level one adventurer has at least 50 feet of hempen rope. So. I'll just lay on hands myself. Hey, am I still disappeared? Okay. Yeah, I like that. I feel like you should just say what's in your heart. I feel like it always turns.
crazy.
Like the idea that Lev has a whole separate life he's never told us about, doing stand up, and it's all impressions. Lev's like. He's like, hey, you want to hear my impression of a Saloran? Waka waka. Even better that Lev, master impressionist, gets up on stage and he can't make a single voice, and it's all, oh yes, I am John Wayne, ah, Pilgrim. Oh, this is terrible. What is who's Ubi?
I like.
But what if Lev walked up to another floor and did his impression of D. Honak from At Recursive Entities, and he was like, why can't you solve this problem? Are you saying we could have a rapier that wasn't as cool as Lev's literal scythe of death? Ashmont? Oh, what is that you saying, Rowan? Also, I like on this map. Worth it. I like on this map now all of us just like vibing with a bunch of different things happening. Hey, Oxus. Hey, so we got your gun. I will do a cool spin that I saw. Well, what is his first name? What was George? Desmond? There it is. George has gone through a lot of characters. I was like that. I saw Zug do once, and I was like, that's not. As he goes far, I'm going to pull back and say, and I'm going to say, so Divinity Leech, huh? Who's the Divinity? And just kind of keep spinning it. Roll antagonize. I'm going to use once per hour, and as I do this, or I'll use the once per hour crafting thing, and as I do it, you see all the little bits and bobs on the metal arm like start to reach for it, like it's about to absorb it into the arm or something, just to scare him. I'll use crafting for this intimidation check. Crafting. Ooh, it's so high. Fifty-eight. So, are you a god with a big G or a little G? Because when we shot him, didn't it? I'm just gonna keep spinning it on one finger now. I'll toss it to him. I'll toss it and catch it. Didn't you say you were borrowing someone's portfolio? Oh, that's crazy. You got a lot going on, man. Oh, I did shoot Kharkov with it. Kind of bad. Seems like he might have actually been sort of a good dude in a weird. In like a weird, twisted, backwards way. one of those, like, everyone's like, I'm not saying I regret killing him. I feel like it was one of those. You know, I feel like. I'm not saying that I regret killing him or that we should have killed him. I'm just saying, I feel like it was everyone's a hero of their own story sort of thing. I feel like killing him was definitely the right move, and he did a lot of bad things. Okay, well, when you put it like that, I forgot. I feel like I forgot about that bit, but. I never met him really. Okay. Well then I hate him. He was mean to us. Oh yeah, that was crazy. They were like a whole family. I feel like at this point we're all like huddled up chatting while the broker is doing something else. Man, why'd you take that? Well, he was a bad guy. There you go. I was okay. The jury's out. No. I thought that was how everything worked. Nah, we're cool, man. I have no plan. I have no plans to shoot him with the gun. Well, because I don't think I could hit the broker. Cool. I'll pocket it. That's crazy. There's an actual leash in this thing. We're going out of sphere. Are we going to the fucking Zug Citadel? So, do we just keep calling you the broker, or should we call you looks at the door? It's a threak. Oh. Whoa. I was looking at the mercuromancy or antallergy. Fair. It's kind of how like Divex. Was it the cow thing? That doesn't sound. John's gonna lay on the floor and stare at the ceiling for a little bit and contemplate life. As this is happening, Don's laying on the floor and is like, "So did he adventure as an old man? Were you guys just dragging an old man on adventures?" I couldn't help noticing that in the statue, two of its fingers were pinched together with like a small copper piece. Were an adventuring party, and your adventuring party was a robot, a fish wizard, a really old dude, and ostensibly a god cow. Oh, I had a friend once that got like a. Like blink disease, and then one day just blinked out and never came back. Do you like a book or something on you guys? Did you have like a really cool adventuring name? Something that like struck fear into the hearts of people, like the Weft? That was a backhanded compliment. I heard that one. I'll take it. What's this? Wait, so you're telling me that everything that's going on here is all advertising for a tavern? Oh, the tavern was the Floating Citadel? That's a pretty cool name. Oh, that is. There we go. Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty cool. Which one? Like, if they have cool, they all have cool names. Sounds very tough. That second one sounds crazy. We recently heard the word Harrow. Was that the weft, or was that in a one shot? Hey, the Harrow. Sorry, tech interrupting here. We recently were temporarily in what looked like the corpse of a library, and written all over a bunch of books were the word Harrow.
kind of came across that. What should we be worried about that too? No, it does. He's true. Yeah. I've heard of him. Well, like 4 or 5 stories. Okay. That sounds impossible. No, F you.
Yeah.
Oh. Did the one survive? Did they make it? Oh.
Oh, they.
Check. That's great. Crazy. Check. I guess this is a more serious question. Why do you want, you know, I feel like now that we're getting to know each other, why do you want the fragment of nothing so badly? Yeah. I have ideas. Are they like, how do I put this? Are they a fundamental force, or are they just five fuckos who got way too much power and decided they wanted to control things? I didn't know if they were like just five dudes who got too much power, or if they were like a manifestation of the stars or something. Yeah, where's the cow guy?
What's a flump? Dr. Tanner. The dead library? Terrifying. If you take the nothing fragment, are you a little worried about becoming all Ugda evil too, like the Feep? Oh, so if you're not terrible, then you take nothing fragment, then you just kind of vibe. Hey, we'll see. That's crazy. That's a crazy approach. I feel like I don't know, but I don't particularly want to reset the cycle. I mean, No, but that's also terrible because cycle.
Hang up repeated. Yeah, probably. Yeah, you want me to make you an orc talking sword? Neat. Will do.
I think you hand me the or a calcum, and I go, hey, watch this. It's a sword. I got a 63 crit. Lev, do you want? Here you go, love. Wait a second. Yeah, it's a rune now, I think. Oh. No one died. No one in the party died. Yeah, that was. Oof.
feel like I'm good. It's got to be John Feep. Head of Feepin'. Oh, thank you.
Insane. So we're not only TV stars, we're TV stars of a show that doesn't even have a big fandom. Oh my God. What if he was the head of Beep Television? FBN, the Beep Broadcasting Network. Guys, maybe we should go to the costume contest and ask around to see if. This is the craziest planet.
Hey, man.
Hey, Lev, I know you just did these really great disguises for everyone, but should we undo them to make this costume play, I think that's what this stands for, look more realistic? Yeah, fuck him. Oh no. Yeah, that was my first thought. One of the cats probably got him. I thought it was going to be Josh crying out for help, and instead it was just that. I got this good. Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
I feel like we are passing over the fact that we went to the Citadel of Zug. Did not expect that one. That was a good lore dump. Learned a lot of interesting stuff. Got to fight the super champion. This whole time we were like, what is Tech doing? Is he just taking it to be Tech? Is he just being bad? Turns out he's just the Men in Black now. Ooh. Yeah. There were so many plot holes. Maybe there's a catch. Maybe we don't win the cosplay contest.
No.
There were so many plot twists. Going first to the Citadel of Zug, then to a planet where it turns out we're TV stars of a not that popular TV show. Did not see any of it coming. That would have the biggest cult following. Oh, no. Don't even sound like real things anymore. Woo, we made it.